They say the eyes are the window into the soul, and when I looked into her eyes, I saw the soul of a child whose community gave her the only thing they could afford to give, their love. It was the fifth day of the trip when we went to Little Haiti. The people we met there were people stuck at rock bottom. They had left Haiti for a better life in America, but were locked out at the border. They could never turn around and go back to where they had come from. So they stayed in Tijuana, a city built because of a border, a city for people trying to reach a final destination, a city for people forced to leave the only place they ever knew, a city for people in limbo. Stepping out of the taxi into their community felt like stepping into another world. A family home was a large wooden box, and the foundation was a pile of dirt. These people had next to nothing. We brought donations, including strollers, for the two babies we interacted with. At first, it was shocking how calm they were. They were being passed around by a group of white strangers, but then I remembered in Latin American culture, it is the community that raises the child, not just the immediate family. There were a boy and a girl, and although I held them both, it was the girl I held for the longest. She stared at me with big, beautiful brown eyes and smiled. There was none of the tiredness I saw in her mother's eyes or the eyes of anyone else we met that day. She was too young for that. All she knew was that she was loved. She was full of undiscovered hope, not yet marred by a horrible reality. Although I did not realize it then, she was their future. Maybe she would be the one to make it to America and fulfill the dreams of her parents, something that they were never able to do. I held her for long enough that she began to teethe on my name tag. At that moment, it hit me. They were real people, not just stories in the paper. They were people with feelings and dreams who just never had the chance to live life to its full extent. That night, I wrote her name in my journal so I would never forget it. Adriana.